Adapting to Life on the Frontier, on this moment of Indiana history. Psychologists say that moving from one home to another is one of the most stressful events in life. Relocating in the 21st century, however, pales in comparison to resettling on the American frontier in the 19th. In 1812, Pennsylvania lawyer John Test and his family planned to settle in the growing river town of Cincinnati, Ohio. Sickened by the area's endemic disease, however, the family soon moved on into Indiana, where John had purchased a home on the banks of the Whitewater River in Brookville. In her memoir, John's daughter Maria recalled that her family, father, mother, four young siblings, traveled on a newly cut road full of scarcely removed tree stumps. Finally arriving in Brookville, they discovered their new home, a cabin surrounded by the impenetrable wilderness of Indiana forest. The town of Brookville proved to be no more than a handful of log cabins along the road. One of those cabins was the town's hotel, where the family took their first meal after climbing the rough, worn fence surrounding it. One look at the table and homemade chairs that made up the dining space, and Maria's mother gave vent to tears that could no longer be suppressed. A dinner of fried squirrel and wild turkey mollified the situation somewhat. Brookville grew during the mid-19th century, when the Whitewater Canal flourished and brought new business to the town. Although it became the seat of Franklin County, Brookville never did grow into a city. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.